It's about drawing districts that put community of interest together, period. Jacksonville, Florida have nothing in common with North Florida.
Congresswoman Corrine Brown will not allow her district to be moved without a fight.
Florida have 27 seats. Why is the attack always on the one district that put communities of interest together and give the African Americans who have suffered an opportunity to have a representative?
Brown is suing to stop the state from redrawing her Congressional District 5 seat, which runs north to south from Duval down to Polk and Osceola counties. It's one of several districts the Florida Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional. Now legislative map crafters have proposed a solution to the issue. A new Congressional District 5 would run east to west, from Jacksonville into Tallahassee. That plan, proposed by the groups who sued the legislature in the first place, would split Leon County, a Democratic stronghold in a sea of North Florida red. Brown's not alone in her rejection of the latest congressional district proposal. Local Democrats don't want the county to split, but neither do Republicans, says Leon County Republican Party Chairman Evan Power.
For instance, we have more in common in Leon County with Bay County than we necessarily do with Duval County.
The new state plan has an appendage that sweeps part of Tallahassee into Congressional District 5, Brown's territory, and moves the rest of the county into a redrawn Congressional District 2, Congresswoman Gwen Graham's seat. It also tilts Graham's district more in favor of Republicans. Mary Thomas, a Tallahassee attorney and appointee of Governor Rick Scott, has already declared she'll run in the new Congressional District 2. And Panama City surgeon Neil Dunn says he'll jump into the race as well. But Matt Isbell, a political analyst, says he believes the configuration of those two districts may not hold. Still, the news isn't all bad for Democrats. Isbell says the proposed map actually gives that party a slight edge in seats.
Overall, Democrats are projected to lose CD2 because it becomes much more rural, but they should gain CD10, which is Webster's, and CD13, which is Jolly's. So Democrats should, from redistricting, net one seat, assuming all that goes according to plan for the parties. So that's my main
Republican Congressman Daniel Webster and David Jolly could be replaced, and one Democrat already checking Jolly's district is former Governor Charlie Crist. The proposed map also draws U.S. Representatives Lois Frankel and Ted Deutch into the same district, and one will have to move. The Florida Supreme Court invalidated 8 districts in the last round of redistricting lawsuits, but in order to fix those 8, the state is having to redraw most of the remaining 27 districts. The proposal revealed ahead of the August 10th start of the second of 3 overtime lawmaking sessions redraws 22 districts. But it's only a starting point. And before lawmakers are done, the lines could shift even more. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.